469-7835.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back to Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Okay, politics again. You know, we started a practice where we are discussing political issues with a totally different demographic than Big Al is coming from. Some younger people. Got Corey Fleck and Carter Smith with me here in the studio today. And I want to get their opinions as to what's going on in terms of the GOP race right now. Guys, I guess my first question is, Mitt Romney's getting taken to task right now pretty well. Wall Street Journal ran an editorial on Thursday stating the fact that his involvement, they didn't say this really overtly, but they implied that his involvement with Bain probably would cost him any chance of the presidency. Corey, what do you think about that?
I found that article very interesting, Al, just to kick off really his whole premise of running, as everybody's is to revamp the economy, get it back on track, and his history is not good. Coming from this Bain scandal, he used to go in and clear out companies, which is not a positive, which the U.S. does not need. They need reform of the government,
yep,
the different policies of the government. I also found it very interesting that there was absolutely no mention of Ron Paul, consistently coming in second in the last two primaries, and they just never touch on Paul. And Paul has an amazing history.
Ron Paul has an amazing history. You know, as listeners are aware, we're big boosters of his on this particular site. Jeff Deist, his chief of staff, will be on the show here a couple segments down the road. You made a rather interesting prediction, Carter. You said that you thought there was a pretty good chance that Ron Paul might win South Carolina. Why do you say that?
South Carolina is one of the largest military states as far as active service members, and Ron Paul currently and historically gets more campaign contributions and support from military and active service members than any other GOP representative combined. So I think that he has, and he's polling very strong there right now, and I think he has a very strong chance to swing those votes in and to take South Carolina.
Well, now the interesting question here, though, is 2 points. Number one, you look at the press coverage that a couple of, at this point, also-rans, Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry are getting. You look at the press coverage that Ron Paul is getting. You know, the amount of coverage is about 10 to 1, okay, in terms of the also-rans and the man who continues to come in second place. Do you think this is going to have any impact in South Carolina?
I think so, yeah, definitely. And because a lot of these guys are going after each other, right? So Perry and Gingrich have kind of teamed up on Romney. Romney's kind of firing back at them. And I think at the end of the day, they're going to kind of blow each other out of the water, and the only person left standing is going to be Ron Paul because, A, he has an incredible record. B, he's got great military support. And he's not playing the negative ad campaign game right now.
I find it interesting that the congressman, and I'm referring here obviously to Congressman Paul, I find it interesting that he is defending Mitt Romney right now. And I went on record earlier in the week as saying that I think some combination of a Ron Paul-Mitt Romney ticket really might be in the offing because, you know, the Republicans desperately want to win the White House here in November, and they're going to have to really pull out all the stops to do that. President Obama and his staff are a group of incredibly savvy politicians, and they're a group of very, very savvy campaigners. I mean, when you consider the fact that in 2008 they beat the Clinton family, which I never thought I would see happen. I mean, that is no small task to do that, and they did it rather handily. So they're going to be pulling out all the stops to go against a Republican ticket that I think is going to really have to be very, very unique. And my personal opinion is I think that the Ron Paul Mitt Romney ticket to me would make a lot of sense. Corey, what do you think about that?
Well, I completely agree. I just love the way Ron Paul is running right now. He doesn't go out there. He doesn't slander the other candidates. He sticks to the issues and has a firm opinion. Some of these other candidates go out there, and whether they have a firm opinion or not, they more attack the other candidates. And that's not what the U.S. economy or politics should be run on. Unfortunately, it is how it's run. But Ron Paul is a refreshing breath of fresh air, really. And sticking to the issues and knowing where he stands on everything is, I think, a very electable person.
Well, you would hope so. I don't know. You know, Carter, you're from the South. You understand, you know, political philosophy down there, for lack of better terms. How do you think Ron's going to play in the South? I mean, obviously South Carolina's in the South, and you're thinking he's going to walk away with that. What about the rest of it? What about Florida?
Well, it's interesting because Ron Paul is seen as a candidate of extremes. But as Corey was saying, he's, in my opinion, he's more firm in his beliefs, and he's willing to explain to you why he believes that sort of thing and why he feels the way that he does. He's a strict constitutionalist. And, you know, you look at a state like Texas, which is very much has some deep roots in voting the way that they do. And he's a 12-term congressman down there and had incredible success. So I think he'll do well if he's given the opportunity to explain why he believes the way he does, because all of his beliefs, his principles are based in things that he very coherently can explain to people. And I think he just needs to be given the chance.
I would agree 100%. What are the implications, do you guys think, of this election in terms of the future of the U.S. economy? Any comments?
Well, I think this election is going to be huge. As we know, the U.S. is coming to a forefront. Once Europe gets sorted out, then it's going to be the U.S. who needs to deal with their issues. Right now, they're continuing to kick the can down the road. People still get distracted by Europe. But the U.S. is in an equally dire situation that they will need to sort out. And that has to start from the government, from the higher people up, the elected officials.
Well, the government clearly plays an incredibly important role in the economy, you know, when you realize that the various governments that comprise the total government picture in the United States account for 40% of our gross domestic product. In terms of the direction that the current administration is going in, you know, I'd like to see what you guys think about that. I mean, I think we're clearly headed in the direction of being a massive entitlement type economy, and I don't think that's good. Do you have the same picture that I do? What do you think, man?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, which is a frightening prospect. And which, I mean, going back to Mitt Romney, I think is another important thing that's not really being talked about, is the fact that he facilitated what was the prototype for Obamacare in Massachusetts. And I think that's a huge black mark on his resume that not a lot of people are talking about.
A lot of people are talking about it, but, you know, it's interesting. It hasn't been spoken of that much of late in the press. It was all over the press when this whole thing started out. But, you know, Mitt Romney is attempting to portray himself as the consummate capitalist. Do you think he is?
That's a very debatable statement. I mean, especially in that article when they talked about he was more of a vulture capitalist as opposed to a venture capitalist. And I think his record kind of there's a lot of gray areas there in his record, so I think it remains to be seen really where he comes out of that.
You know, it's interesting. I just one last comment. I was in Europe a couple 3 years ago, actually back in 2007, and was speaking with a gal. We were talking about the upcoming election when Barack Obama was running against John McCain, and her comment was that she felt that if Barack Obama won the election, the percentage of the United States around the world would change dramatically in a positive sense. Corey, last question. Do you agree with that?
Well, the perception definitely has changed. I don't know if it's been positive or not. He has come in and not really done what he said he was going to do. Obama has not gotten through a lot of the policies that he campaigned on. He's sat back and really not made anything better.
Yeah, it's been an interesting 4 years, to say the least. All right, there you have it. You guys out there listening in, you agree with Corey and Carter or disagree? Let us know.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting about a company right now, I want to get away a little bit from politics. Been talking about that an awful lot on the show, and we're going to be talking about it more in the final two segments. But, you know, I was introduced to a very, very interesting company that I want to tell you guys a little bit about, and then I'm going to have the founder of the company tell us really in depth what it's all about. But the gentleman, Michael Farkas, who started the company, makes his home in Miami Beach. Done a little bit of research on the company and talking with Michael and looking at their website. Very, very interesting idea. I think that the growth in terms of the automotive sector in the years ahead is going to go towards electric vehicles. And charging electric vehicles, I don't want to say that it's a complicated issue, because it's not. It's not a complicated issue. But there is a certain amount of convenience factor involved in this. And what Michael has done with his company is they are installing car charging stations in various properties where for $3 an hour, Al Corlin, driving an electric car, when he parks his car, can go in there, get hooked up to the device, and get my car charged. It's a win for me because it's very convenient. It's a win for me because it takes substantially less time to charge my vehicle that way than if I go home and plug it into my 110 outlet in the garage. And it's very definitely a win for the property owner because they get a portion of the revenue. Michael, this is a brilliant idea. Number one, how did you come up with it?
I'm a car junkie. It's been a hobby of mine and an obsession of mine since I could talk.
Well, you know what? And here's a great way to do it. Now, you know, when one looks at the various advantages of something like this, you know, you brought out something when we were talking off the air about how dependent do we really want to be on countries that for the most part don't really like us, i.e. the Middle Eastern countries that are the big oil producers. You know, we know that gasoline is at some point, number one, there's a finite supply, okay, and number two, how dependent do we want to be on the Middle East? It strikes me that people in this country are definitely going to go in the direction even more than they are right now of electric cars. Very, very good idea. Now, what cities, Michael, have you guys actually started to offer these services in?
We're offering the services in Miami and Southern Florida, Fort Lauderdale, all over Southern Florida. In addition, we're in California, all over the West Coast, San Francisco, Los Angeles. We're also in Boston, Chicago, New York City especially. We're really looking at having a national footprint.
Of course you would. What about an international footprint? I mean, this is a very, very interesting idea, Mike.
Yes, actually, we came out with news earlier this week that we're now entering the European marketplace as well, and the value proposition in Europe is tremendous. Their fuel costs are way more expensive than we have here in the States, and ultimately, we believe the market will be substantial there as well.
You know, what I find to be interesting about this is you guys have really only been aggressively marketing this for, now the company's been around since 2009, but I'm under the impression that you guys have been aggressively marketing this, you know, since the final quarter of 2011. So you guys could just grow exponentially by its very definition, you know. It's an interesting idea. What are you looking at for good things happening in 2012, Michael?
We see a lot of things happening in 2012, and in general we see a lot of things happening over the next couple of years. You know, one of the biggest obstacles is the cost of the car. That really is you know, one of the major obstacles today. And, you know, there was some very interesting news that came out that the head of the Department of Energy came out with. And he basically said that in 2008, the cost of the batteries for these cars operating, let's say, a 40-mile range was roughly $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
They also estimated that in 2015, we're going to have about a 70% drop in price, where that same battery is going to be roughly $3,600.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 2020, that same battery pack is going to be under $1,500 for another drop of 58%. When you're talking about having these kind of numbers, you know, the most expensive part of these electric cars are the battery packs.
Sure.
If the prices are going to drop as heavily as expected, we're talking about these electric cars have the potential to be cheaper than their internal combustion counterparts. If that's the case, and it takes, and to operate the car is roughly 10, 20 cents on the dollar,
mm-hmm.
Whereby if you're spending $100 a month, now you'll be spending $10, $20 a month in gas. there would be no one in their right mind who would not choose to buy an electric car over an internal combustion engine car. And one of the things people have, another concern is with something called range anxiety, traveling past certain distances. The Tesla Model S is coming out this year, and that car has a range, you know, an optional range on it of over 300 miles.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, which has been all over the news the last couple of days, IBM has come out and basically said they have a battery that has the potential for a 500-mile range.
Mm-hmm.
This is IBM, the largest technology company in the world,
yeah,
stating that they have it already and that this stuff will be commercialized in short order. Most of the obstacles for the growth of this industry have now been overcome. So it's not a matter of if, it's really a matter of when right now. And the missing link to this whole industry, and if you read all of the press and all of the different analytical research studies done, the biggest missing link is what we do, which is the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we believe that by plugging that hole, having the ability to charge your car, not in your home, we believe that that is really going to be a game changer and is going to allow electric vehicle sales to skyrocket.
You know, I don't have a lot of respect for what the automotive industry in the United States did during the 70s, 80s, 90s, but I have a lot of respect for the changes that are going on right now. And, you know, these changes occurred to General Motors, for an example, totally out of necessity. But, you know, it's interesting. I just happened to be at a Chevrolet dealer earlier this week, and I was looking at the Volt, and, you know, it's a damn nice looking little car. And I'm thinking that if the United States can really become one of the leaders, if not the leader, in the electric car industry, that is really, really going to change the way, number one, Americans do things. It's going to change the amount of money that they spend on transportation. And it certainly is going to make folks who are environmentally conscious very, very happy, because it truly is good for the environment as opposed to all of the emissions, etc., regardless of where you stand on that. I think if someone is banking, for lack of better terms, on the future of the automobile in the United, or the automotive industry, I should say, in the United States, I got to tell you, Michael, I think electric cars are very definitely a great idea. And I think that your idea is very, very good also. Okay, interest of full disclosure, I want to say a couple of things. We provide a link to Michael's website. If you have any interest, follow that link and you get all the information you want on the company. Secondly, I have no financial interest in the company. I do not at this point own stock. If that's going to change, I will let you know in the future, as I always do, with a 3-day advance notice. You got to admit, we talk a lot about gold and silver mining companies on this show, but you know what? Here is a very, very interesting idea. Stick around, you guys. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. You know, we're splitting our segments pretty much between politics and economics, you know, on this show. And, you all know why I do that. I don't want to sound like a broken record and say, but I'll say it once again, the two are tied at the hip. There's no joined at the hip. Absolutely no question about that. I have Jeff Deist on the line with me right now. Jeff is a gentleman who got his training as a tax attorney. He is now the chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul. Everybody knows who the congressman is. And I wanted to get Jeff's opinion on a couple of issues. And the main issue I wanted to talk about was how big government detracts from economic growth. You know, everybody thinks that big government is the only way that our economy is going to grow. My favorite socialist, Paul Krugman, and that's my opinion and nobody else's, you know, has written numerous op-eds about how bad the Republicans are because they don't really seem to be for the entitlement program. They seem to be for standing on your own two feet and making it on your own, etc. They seem to be for limited government, and he doesn't seem to like that either. Well, the fact of the matter is, it's a proven fact that large government is detrimental for economic, let's not use the word growth, let's use the word health, okay? The level of economic freedom in the United States since 2007 has dropped dramatically, and the patient, i.e. the U.S. Economy, has gotten sicker and sicker and sicker since 2007 as we've gotten more government regulations and as 40% of our gross domestic product in the United States is now tied to one form of government or another. That is clearly, clearly wrong. And I got to tell you, I simply don't understand how people can buy into that. Jeff, do you get it?
Well, I do get it, Al, and we're headed in the wrong direction. But I'll give you an anecdote. Some of your listeners might be familiar with Anthony Bourdain's travel show.
Okay.
Well, he was recently interviewing a bunch of young American expat kids, and by kids I mean 20-somethings,
yeah,
in Singapore.
Yeah.
And these kids were over there opening entrepreneurial-type businesses. He was asking them why, and they were explaining to him, well, there's so much economic activity here, there's so much energy, unemployment's very low. It's not like in the United States where a young 20-something gets out of college and has a very hard time getting a job.
Right.
And, of course, as many people know, Singapore is ranked up much higher than America, at least in terms of economic freedom, than those other kinds of freedoms, of course. But what was so interesting was that these 20-something expatriates, all kids who had grown up in America, most of them were in the interview were of Asian descent. Their parents or grandparents had come to America from Asia. And their parents and grandparents were very upset. They're saying, like, you know, we struggled. We worked so hard to come to America, to come to the West from Vietnam or China, wherever, you know, Korea, wherever. And now their kids or their grandkids are going back to Asia, which is causing them some consternation. And it's very simple. We've seen it throughout human history, which is that people and good people and capital go to the most economically free places. And it's always been such. And unfortunately, America seems hell-bent on repelling capital and good people.
Well, interestingly enough, when you look at the four healthiest economic environments in the world right now, if you want to gauge that by economic freedom, strangely enough, Singapore is in the top four, Hong Kong is in the top four, and then Australia and New Zealand. So I'm not surprised at all. I mean, why would you want to attempt to advance yourself in an environment that was really counterproductive to advancement? I mean, the philosophy right now, Jeff, seems to be one of, if you're successful on your own, you must be some kind of criminal. And if you're successful on your own and you're not a criminal, you need to give a whole bunch of your money away to somebody who isn't successful. Income redistribution. I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd see this, but that's the direction that the current administration, anyway, would like to see this country go because, quote unquote, it's the humane thing to do.
Right, and we've seen both parties do this throughout, relentlessly throughout the 20th century, where spending has increased incrementally, exponentially. It's always gone up, 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 and now we're seeing federal spending as a percentage of GDP as high as it's ever been, save for the period during World War II. So you know what it's like sucking the oxygen out of the air. Basically, where economic liberty contracts, then economic activity contracts, and you know there's no shortage of examples in human history for this. So I'm sorry that so many Americans seem to have accepted economic fallacies, or they're just plain economic illiterate, and so they're more willing to be duped by political demagoguery. But it's a tough situation right now with the degree of economic illiteracy in America.
Well, I got to tell you, I have a tough situation on my hands personally, in a sense, in that a lot of my friends are saying, you know, Al, you and your colleagues are saying right now that the enemy is the government. And we don't believe that's true. We think that that's an absolutely erroneous philosophy to have. We are convinced that the government is trying to do the right thing. Jeff, I got to tell you, I don't fall into that camp at all.
Well, I agree. I mean, to some degree, even in the most totalitarian society, the government is a reflection of what the people will put up with. I mean, there's degrees of that. But certainly here in America, we have more freedom and more ability to affect our government. So to the extent our government has become increasingly statist, that's our fault. I mean, we have to look in the mirror in the morning and say, hey, did we want those free, quote-unquote, free prescription drugs so we didn't care when they passed a big prescription drug spending bill? Did we not care when they decided to spend, you know, trillions of dollars in Afghanistan and Iraq? Did we not care when the Republicans we're raising spending 5, 6, 10% every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the kind of things we have to ask ourselves because we all bear personal responsibility.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have a listener by the name of Bruce who lives in Ottawa, and he brought up that point very well. He said, you know, the baby boomers, people like, and he puts himself into that category, and I'm definitely in that category. To a very large extent, we let it happen. You know, we really didn't voice our opinions as vocally as we should when things like going into Iraq, going into Afghanistan, getting involved in Pakistan, et cetera, when all of that happened. We didn't voice our opinions vocally to enough of a degree when the predatory capitalism was going on and the perpetrators themselves basically walked away not having to pay any restitution or whatever for their actions, but in fact they were rewarded. And the United States right now, I think to a large extent, is sitting on their hands. The citizens are sitting on their hands, not all of them, but they're not doing anything. And you know what? Something has to be done. And I'm hoping that come November, something will be done. But I don't know, man. It's an interesting game, isn't it?
Well, certainly Ron Paul's ideas are gaining wider traction.
Yes, they are.
And he, you know, that kind of thinking could go a long way towards helping us down the road against an, you know, overreaching government. But it's you know, it's a slow process, and we got ourselves stuck over the period of decades. I'm not sure we can get unstuck, you know, in a year or two, but if there's going to be a period of austerity, if there's going to be a period of economic hardship, I say let's get it over with. Let's rip the Band-Aid off and not be wallowing in social democracy and virtually no growth or economic opportunity for the next 20 years.
I don't think that's going to happen. If your boss has anything to say about it, I don't think that's going to happen because that simply is not the kind of person he is. And it's I don't believe... I find it interesting that other conservatives aren't willing to stand up and voice that opinion, because I have to tell you, I believe that more people really do feel that way, but the only guy who's got a clear plan, in my opinion, and the only guy who, as my very liberal daughter said, you know, she said, if Ron Paul runs, I'll vote for him. And I said, Kim, why would you do that? You know, and I'm saying that because you're a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. Why would you do that? And she looked me straight in the eye, and she said, Dad, because he's never changed his stance on anything, and that shows that the man is incredibly honest. And I second that 100%. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. Appreciate you joining me. Got my buddy Trader Raj with me. Roger called me Friday morning and brought up something that was really interesting. A story in Bloomberg came out about 10:30 yesterday morning, and it had to do with the Chinese purchasing a significant amount, for lack of better terms, of gold. The name of the article specifically was China Gold Hoarding Turns More Traders Bullish. Gold traders are the most bullish in 2 months after mainland China imported the most metal ever from Hong Kong, and investors bought U.S. bullion coins at the fastest rate pace in more than 2 years. Pretty interesting, Raj.
Well, it just lends the support to the gold program all over the world. People have got to remember that New York and Chicago don't control everything. I mean, those are big trading platforms, and then we trade in Chicago. But beyond that, the physical buying has been stunning. And not only that, but you remember not too long ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, the central banks were net gold sellers, and that's reversed. In the past 4 to 5 months, they have been buyers of gold, even some of the ones that sold a lot of stuff before. So with the central bank buying and what we're seeing out of Asia, I think that we're headed for something big as far as prices.
Now, in light of the fact that this news came out on Bloomberg at 10:30 on Friday, which would be 1:30 East Coast time, why did the price of gold, the spot price, go down about $15?
Good question. U.S. was closed when the news came out.
It was.
We closed on at 1:30. This news came out just after the close. And the next key point on that, Al, on timing, is that Monday is a holiday. It's an MLK holiday, and most of the markets are going to be closed in the U.S., but out of the U.S., they will not be closed.
Mm-hmm.
So in light of what's happened here with China buying all this gold, people that want to trade gold electronically, they can do it. because it's going to be open.
Yeah. What are your technicals telling you is going on right now, Raj, in terms of gold?
Well, we just got a standard ABC correction. We said that a couple of days ago. I had forgotten about this holiday on Monday, and our broker reminded me this morning. Now, what does that mean? It just means there's a delay from Monday till Tuesday to resume the selling in the U.S. on the standard ABC correction.
Yeah.
But here's a key point. The down day today that we had on Friday, I should say, the down day Friday, it opened at 1650. It went to a low of 1625. And after the close, it was back up at 1635. So technically, when a market does that, the close being in the middle, that says it's kind of neutral. And I think that that's neutral with a bias because of the holiday coming on Monday.
Okay.
So Tuesday, theoretically, we should get a B wave up, a small one. If it's bigger than small, it's going to be very indicative of this bull market. And then we're supposed to get a C down. Those waves don't have to be that big. They really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But another key point, and I think you'll get a chuckle out of this, and that is every time we go to the Vancouver show, the gold prices take off and go higher.
And the Vancouver show is next week. I want to remind everybody of that. I want to say Raj is going to be doing a keynote speech. He's going to be on a panel, and he's going to be doing a workshop. You know, he's a very interesting man, and those of you guys who don't know him in person, go to his booth and shake his hand and say hi, and I think you're going to be as impressed as all of the rest of us are with his intellect. Raj, you know, with the fact that the gold market, I know you're very bullish. I continue to be bullish. You're bullish for technical reasons. I'm bullish for fundamental reasons. James Turk mentioned during the first hour that he, you know, continues to be bullish, but why wouldn't it? I mean, why would anybody not be in this point? But I'm a real believer, number one, in owning both physical and in owning the companies that are involved in this particular sector. And in your new TraderTracks newsletter this past week, you mentioned three companies, two of which are sponsors on this site. The sponsors would be Xtory Gold and then, of course, Timmins Gold. And then you mentioned the company that Laura Stein introduced you to, Pretium. What are your feelings, number one, about, let's start with Timmins. I've been an investor in that company for a long, long time. I know the president of the company quite well. I visited the property. In terms of what I would call intermediate explorers, it doesn't get any better.
It really doesn't. I mean, if you wanted to hunt around through 5,000 companies that we've known over, say, the past 10 years, Bruce's company would be what I call the model for a junior gold explorer turning into an intermediate.
Right.
Bruce was an SEC attorney in that business for 20 years before he started his gold company. He's had the benefit of the doubt of all the pluses and minuses, a very long training period, shall we say, and Bruce has followed that program religiously, has done everything positive, and we said in our letter that we can't see anything wrong with anything they're doing.
Yeah.
And we, you know, this stock has been really good to our traders.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we trade. We don't just buy and hold. And some of these people have been in and out of that stock three or four times with major gains, and we're back at it again.
Yeah, let me clarify one thing that you said. Bruce was not an SEC attorney. Bruce was a securities attorney in Canada, and he did securities work for Canadian companies, so he really knows his way around the legal block, so to speak, in that area. All right, you talked about Xtory. I own stock in Xtory through the Encompass Fund, I believe, as I do in terms of Timmins Gold. Why do you like Xtory at this point?
Well, they're extremely well-financed. You've got Yale's done a tremendous job in this business for so many years. It seems like every project he takes on turns out to be a blooming success.
Yeah.
This one is no different. And it's in a good spot in South America geographically, and the professionalism we've seen from that group stands head and shoulders above most of the companies, in my view.
Yeah.
I mean, when he couldn't get his analyzation work done fast enough because they had so many drills going, he picked up the whole appraisal group and put it down on the site so that they could get their core analyzed even faster. And I've never heard of that in any of these companies except maybe Pretium.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's an interesting point. Yale knows his way around the block, as does the entire staff. Pretium. I don't know a lot about Pretium. I am not an investor. I do not follow the company. I respect Laura Stein's opinion a lot, to say the least. Tell us about Pretium. Let's talk with a little bit of an overview about the company.
Well, Pretium is founded by Robert Quartermain, who did a marvelous job with Silver Standard. He took the old Silver Standard company from two silver bars, as I understand the story, to a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
He retired after making a tremendous amount of money for the good job he did at Silver Standard. And then he came out of retirement when he found out that two of their key properties were going to go on the block. He put his hand up and said, okay, I'll take care of it. He ran out immediately and made 80-some presentations in only 3 weeks. He raised $285 million for that project. And some of the numbers on the valuations are so far off the charts, it's just absolutely amazing. The project is in British Columbia. It sits next door to the Seabridge property, which has been very, very successful. And Bob just does everything right. I mean, just this week now, they went straight from a Canadian trading platform on the TSX. They're now on the New York Stock Exchange. Those shares came open, as I recall, at $4.50 or $5. We got in the first time at $6.50, and the stock doubled, went mm-hmm. over to $13. We sold some. It came back. And Silver Standard, whom they bought it from, did hold some stock, too, and they doubled what they held. And then Bob Quartermain came back in and bought $15 million with his own money at the secondary low after the sell, and back we go again. And now today that stock is way up in the teens. One of the analysts in New York is looking at $33. I'm not that far yet, but I can only see good things. They had a tremendous crew of people on the property this summer. Their objective was they were going to drill 70,000 meters of drill hole. They had 50 employees up there, engineers and geologists and three helicopters. When Bob gets on a project, he really gets on it.
Do not construe any of this as being investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor. Roger is not a registered investment advisor. Full disclosure, you need to be aware of that. We're simply giving you information about companies that we're suggesting you take a look at yourselves. In the case of Xtore and Timmins, remember, Big Al holds shares in those companies through the Encompass Fund, number one and number two, both Timmins and Xtore are sponsors on this website, so you cannot call me unbiased. Same holds true for Pretium, although neither Roger or I own any stock in Pretium, and Pretium is not a sponsor on this website. Hey, listen, you guys, take a look at Roger's newsletter. He's a frequent contributor, a daily contributor to this program. You know he's a pretty bright guy. If you want more information on his newsletter, click on the banner on the homepage. I hope you have enjoyed the show this week. Hope it wasn't too much politics for you. We're trying to keep a balance.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.